I started off my career very humbly, as many of you know, and I was frustrated for years working at laboring jobs, working on ships, working on farms and ranches. And finally, I got into sales, and I learned how to sell, and it changed my life. And over the years, I've spent thousands and thousands of hours discovering how other people unlock their potential and accomplish vastly more than they ever have before. And what we'll do today is I'll give you a crash course. I've had many graduates, even psychologists and psychiatrists, say, "Brian, you know, you cover the essence of a four-year course in psychology in an hour." And so I'm going to give you some really, really great tools. So let me begin by saying this, is that this was the turning thought in my life, is I learned from my studies of human potential psychology that we have the ability, you have the ability, to be, do, have more than you've ever accomplished in life. No matter what you've accomplished in your life up to now, it is only a fraction, it's only a shadow of what is truly possible for you if you can learn how to achieve it. I was just on the phone this afternoon with a friend of mine who arrived here in America as a penniless immigrant from the Middle East. He had no friends, no money, he had no education, and couldn't speak English. Today he owns 200 companies. He's worth many, many millions of dollars. He's on the board of directors of a $78 billion bank, and he has a fabulous life, no debt. He's just done extraordinary things with himself by simply using these principles. Now, you and I are not going to get to that level, but you know what the heck, let's get as close as we can. So, there's never been a better time in all of human history than right now for you to accomplish more than you've ever accomplished before. You are always surrounded by negativity in the newspapers and in the news media. In fact, you'll find that when the stock market is doing poorly, the number of negative stories runs about 4 negative stories to 1 positive story. When the stock market is doing great, the number of negative stories goes up to 7 negative to 1 positive. No matter what's going on, there are always negative stories. In the midst of the greatest booms, today we have low unemployment, low inflation. America was just awarded by the international authorities in the OECD in Paris the award for the most entrepreneurial country in the world. Out of 190 countries, America is number one this year. It's always number one or number two. And what that means is there's more opportunity in America today than there is in any other country in the world. And this decision was made by people who are not necessarily favorable toward America. I was with a gentleman yesterday who came over from India and who's created a wonderful life. And he just laughed and he said, "If you can't do it here," he said, "you cannot do it anywhere." He said, "People in America have no idea how hard it is to do anything in other countries." So this is a great time for you and I to be alive, and this is a great place for us to be alive in. So what I want you to do is remember, as Einstein said, imagination is more important than facts. So what I want you to do is just imagine for a second. Imagine yourself earning twice as much as you're earning today. Just imagine earning twice as much. Imagine earning 3 times as much as you're earning today. Imagine earning 5 times as much. One of the exercises we teach in our coaching program is a simple exercise where you just simply repeat X to 10X. X to 10X. X is your current income. 10X is 10 times your income. Now, the first time you say this, I learned this exercise many years ago. First time you say it, your mind blots it out. You say, "That's ridiculous. Earning 10 times my income." Before our session is over today, I will show you how to increase your income by 10 times. It's guaranteed to work, and it's worked for every single person who's ever tried it. So I'll show you, but for now, just think, X to 10X. Imagine going from where I am now to earning 10 times as much as I have, or imagine going from how much you're worth today to being worth 10 times as much. Just imagine. As Victor Hugo said, a mind expanded by a new idea never goes back to the same shape. So the starting point of unlocking your potential is just for you to imagine. Just kind of like a child who's given a list and say, "Write down all your Christmas presents." You should be writing down your own Christmas list all the time. So the second thing I want you to do is to imagine perfect health and fitness. Imagine that you had just superb health and fitness. You were the healthiest, the fittest, the trimmest, the most beautiful or handsome that you could ever imagine being in your whole life. And just imagine that, and what would you look like? what would it be? I mean, what would you, how much would you weigh? What would your waist be like? What would your skin be like? What would your health be like? How much would you exercise and so on? Just imagine, just play with the idea and just kind of think down the road and think, what would I look like? And what would I need to do to be able to look like that? And the third place that you imagine is with regard to your relationships, with regard to your family life. Imagine being so positive and so popular that you just get along wonderfully with everybody in your life, that everybody likes you and admires you and respects you and looks up to you, and so on. So just imagine, and here's an exercise that you can use for the rest of your life. It's called the magic wand exercise. Imagine that you could wave a magic wand and you could have three wishes in each of these areas. You could have three wishes in your financial life, how much you earn, the standard of living you have, how much you have in the bank. You could have three wishes in your health life, or your health, your fitness, your weight, your thinness, how well you look, and so on. And maybe three wishes in your relationships, in your family life, your home, your car, your lifestyle, your travel. So for the rest of your life, whenever you're thinking of your future, say, if I could have three wishes in this area, if I could wave a magic wand and change anything in this area, what would I want to change or improve? What would I want to have more of or less of? What would I want to start doing or stop doing? And that's the starting point of expanding your mind and unlocking your potential. Now, the turning point in my life came many years ago when I discovered a part of psychology that very few people know about, and I discovered the self-concept. What I found was the greatest breakthrough in the development of human potential in the 20th century and the 21st century is the discovery of the self-concept. This is so extraordinary. Your self-concept is your subconscious computer. It's your basic operating program. Now, you know that in a computer, the entire computer operates based on its operating system. Microsoft started with MS-DOS, or Microsoft Disk Operating System. And every single program that plays on a computer with a Microsoft DOS, or now the Windows, has to play on that computer. Your internal computer is your self-concept. And your self-concept is a bundle of all the experiences, ideas, feelings, emotions, opinions, knowledge. Everything you've developed in your entire life is programmed in and programmed in on top of previous other things that you've learned and then linked and coordinated with them. So now what you have is a self-concept. And this self-concept is your belief about who you really are. And this self-concept affects every part of your life. And everything that happens in your life is determined by your self-concept. Your self-concept precedes and predicts your levels of effectiveness. If you see yourself as effective in an area, you do it well. If you don't, you do it poorly. How many times do you hear people say, well, I'm not very good at that? And you know what? They're right. As Henry Ford said, if you believe you can do a thing or if you believe you cannot, in either case, you're probably right. Your self-concept determines how you perform on the outside. Your self-concept determines how you think about yourself and how you see yourself. And it determines everything you do on the outside. If you see yourself as an outstanding salesperson, when you walk into a sales situation, you're calm, you're confident, you're smooth, you're positive, and you're effective. If you see yourself as a great parent, if you see yourself as a good golfer, if you see yourself as a good runner, if you see yourself as a popular person in your social relationships, then whenever you're in one of those situations, you'll always perform well. You'll feel relaxed. You'll feel comfortable. You'll feel at your very best. Now, the third thing about your self-concept is that all improvement in your life begins with an improvement in your self-concept. And your self-concept is like clay that never sets. It's always malleable. You can always shape it. You can always improve your self-concept, alter your self-concept, change your self-concept. You can actually become a different person in terms of your self-concept. Now, you've heard me say before that people don't change. I mean, people are who they are in terms of their values, their personality, their temperament, and so on, except when some extreme event occurs. But you can get better and better and better developing along the line of your own personality. You may not change the kind of person you are, but you can be an outstanding person as the person you are by improving your self-concept. Now, here's what we know about the self-concept. Your self-concept is largely subjective. That means that it's not based on facts at all. Sometimes when you're young, a parent will get angry at you and say, you're never on time. and you will take that in like a command, goes into your subconscious mind without filtration, and from then on you'll find yourself always showing up late. You're 30, 40 years old and you're showing up late. In fact, if you look like you're going to be on time, you start to kill some time and dawdle so you can be sure to be there late. It's the most amazing thing, and it's because way down in your subconscious mind, you accept it, not even knowingly, the command, you're always late. Sometimes parents say to their children, and I've heard this many times, you'll never amount to anything. You'll never amount to anything. And that's because that is their self-concept, but what they do is they pass it on to the child. The child's 30, 40 years old. No matter what happens to them, they never succeed because deep down inside, they believe they won't amount to anything. Now, this brings us to one of the most important parts of life, and it is your self-limiting beliefs. Everybody has a self-concept about every area of their life, but we always have self-limiting beliefs. We believe ourselves to be limited in terms of our creativity, our ability to speak in front of a public audience. We believe ourselves to be limited in terms of our athletic ability. You ask an adult, can you play a musical instrument? They'll say, nope. You ask a child, can you play a musical instrument? They'll say, I don't know. I haven't tried yet. Because the child's self-concept is not limited, but adults are. Now, here's the most important part. If you're listening to this, you're probably concerned about earning as much money as you possibly can in your life, which is very wise. Because there's not a whit of difference between a person who earns $50,000 a year and a person who earns $100,000 a year. And people think, well, if he or she's making $100,000, he or she must be smarter, better, more talented, more competent than me. No, that's not true. There are idiots making twice as much as you are. As a matter of fact, there's nothing makes you madder than meeting somebody who's earning more money than you, who's dumber than you. So you find that it's not a matter of natural talent or ability. You have more natural talent and ability than you could ever use in an entire lifetime. It's just your self-concept. Now, here's the most amazing thing. If you work your income up to $100,000 a year, that becomes your self-concept level of income. It's like jacking up a car. You ratchet up one click at a time, but it locks in. If you lose your job, your company goes broke, and you find yourself back on the street, you know what you do? You go out and find another job that pays $100,000 a year. And it's the most amazing thing. Senior executives lose a job that pays $1 million a year. Well, they go home, they do some planning, they make a few phone calls. A couple of months later, it's in the paper, they just got hired from it by a new company at $1 million a year. And you think, how could this happen? Well, it's because their self-concept level of income is $100,000 or $1 million a year. Now, this is what I found, is you can never earn more or less than your self-concept level of income. And the more you raise your self-concept level of income, the more you earn that amount. So what we'll do today is we'll talk about how do you increase your self-concept level of income. And the first step is you begin to imagine yourself earning two or three times as much. For instance, if you're earning $50,000 per year right now, you say, you know, I already earn $100,000 a year. I'm at 50, but I'm just sort of stopping here like an elevator on its way up. I'm stopping at this floor, but basically I've kind of pushed the button to the $100,000 level, and that's where I'm going. So I'm a $100,000 a year person. And then you start thinking, now as a $100,000 a year person, how would I perform during the day? What would I do more of? How would I start? How would I dress? Who would I call on? How would I plan and prepare? And you start thinking, I'm a $100,000 a year person. And what starts to happen is deep down inside, your operating system begins to change, and you begin to look at the world like a $100,000 a year person. So you'll even meet a person who's making $100,000. They made $100,000 last year. And you say, oh, yeah, that's my income bracket, too. That's the kind of money I make. Even though you're still at 50, your mind has already moved ahead. So your self-concept is made up of three parts. The first is your self-ideal. And your self-ideal, according to psychologists, is your ideal picture or image of the person that you want to be sometime in the future. It's a combination of your goals, your virtues, your values, the people you admire the most. And what we know is that successful people have clear self-ideals. Successful people are very clear about who they want to be and what they want to accomplish in the future. They have what we called before future orientation. They project forward 5 or 10 years, and they think of themselves and their lives as being absolutely ideal in every way. And that becomes like a magnet that draws them toward it, and they begin to become more and more like that ideal image. Now, the second part, if you can imagine a pie divided into three wedges, the second wedge in your pie is your self-image. Now, there's an enormous amount of work on self-image psychology. Basically, what it says is that you perform on the outside the way you see yourself on the inside. The person you see is the person you'll be. So therefore, if you see yourself on the inside as an outstanding person, you'll act like an outstanding person on the outside. You see yourself like a top business person or salesperson. Whenever you're in a business or sales situation, you will perform that way. It's almost like if you can imagine an actor going onto the stage, and there's a mirror just before they go onto the stage, and they just check their makeup before they go out onto the stage to perform. Well, you have what is called an inner mirror. In this inner mirror, before you go into any situation, you take a look into the mirror to see how you normally perform in this kind of a situation. Now, what's the difference between winners and losers in this area? I learned this many years ago from a very wise man. He said, prior to a new situation, winners look into the mirror, but the person they see back is a person who was successful the last time they did this. Losers check the same mirror, and what they see coming back is the last time they did this poorly, for the last time they failed, and they choke up. And they reinforce that self-image of being a poor performer. So always think of yourself in terms of the very best performance you ever had, in terms of the very best you ever did at that. And you imagine that, visualize it clearly in your mind before you go into the identical experience, and surprise, your subconscious mind will organize your words, your thoughts, your behavior, even your body language, so that it is consistent with you performing at the very best you've ever done in the past. Very powerful. One of the most important of all peak performance techniques is mental rehearsal, just seeing yourself performing at your best before you start again. Now, the third part of your self-concept is called your self-esteem. And your self-esteem is how much you like yourself. It's the emotional center of your psyche. It's the reactor core of your emotional nuclear power source. Your self-esteem determines the liveliness of your personality. It determines your happiness, your openness, your enthusiasm, your energy. What we know is this, is that your emotions, how you feel about yourself, determines everything that happens. We find that the more you like yourself, the higher is your self-esteem. The more you like yourself, the more you live consistent with your highest ideals, and the happier you feel. So we find there's a direct relationship between self-esteem and happiness. And what I teach people to say, as many of you know, over and over again, is, I like myself. I like myself. I like myself. You can't say it. You can't even listen to it without feeling positive about yourself. So you keep saying, I like myself. 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 I used to say it 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times a day when I first learned this. I've taught this all over the world. When I go to Germany, people say, you know, ich liebe mich, or ich mag mich. They say it in German. I like myself. They say it in French. Je m'aime, I love myself. They say it in Spanish. They say it in Chinese. Everybody loves this affirmation, because whenever you say, I like myself, your overall self-concept goes up. Whenever your overall self-concept goes up, you do better in everything that you attempt. You're a better friend, a better parent, a better salesperson. You're a better business person, better negotiator, better golfer, better swimmer. You're better at everything when you have high self-esteem. Well, here's the basic rule, which comes from Wolfgang von Goethe, the great German philosopher. The basic rule with regard to self-concept and self-esteem is that everything counts. Everything counts. Everything counts. Everything that happens in your life either raises or lowers your level of self-esteem. Everything that happens to you and the way you think about it has an effect on your self-esteem, either positive or negative. Everything counts. And everything that you do that raises your self-esteem improves your performance, unlocks your potential, and unleashes your capability to accomplish extraordinary things. If all you did in life was design your life so that everything you did and every person you associated with was a self-esteem booster, you would unlock more of your potential than you can even imagine today. And we'll talk more about this as we go along. Well, here's some of the benefits of high self-esteem. Number one, the more you like yourself, the better you do at everything you try. And the better you do, the more you like yourself. So if you really, really like yourself, you're a better salesperson. You know what we have found in sales is that in selling and entrepreneurship is that the number one quality of the highest paid salespeople is high self-esteem. You take a high self-esteem salesperson with no training and very little experience, and they'll run circles around a low self-esteem salesperson who's been in the business for years. That's why many salespeople will start in a new industry And in a year or so, they're doing better than people who've been there for 10 years. Why? Because they have high self-esteem. Here's another point that has to do with selling. The more you like yourself, the more you like other people. And the more they like you, and the more they want to buy from you and recommend you to their friends. So high self-esteem leads to wonderful human relationships. The more you like yourself, the more you like your spouse. You love your spouse. The more you love your kids, the more they love you. The more you like your friends and associates, the more they want to be around you. Do you know that 80% of your sales success is, or more, by the way, is determined by how the customer feels about you? It's not price. It's not size. It's not market comparisons. It's, do I like you? And the more you like yourself, the more you like the customer, and the more you like the customer, the more they like you, without even trying. The more you like yourself, the bigger goals you set. This is another interesting thing. The very act of liking yourself causes you to want to set bigger goals. And because of the law of reversibility, whenever you set big goals, you know what happens? You like yourself more. In fact, just thinking about setting big goals, just thinking about earning twice as much as you're earning, or 5 times or 10 times, makes you happy. It raises your self-esteem. It improves your self-concept. What psychologists have found is just thinking about accomplishing great things improves the way you see yourself and think about yourself, even before you ever do anything. And finally, the more you like yourself, the more persistent you are. And the more you persist, the more likely you are to succeed. And when you succeed, you feel like a winner. And when you feel like a winner, you'll like yourself more, which reinforces your ability to persist even longer to succeed even more. So high self-esteem is closely correlated with success, happiness, achievement, health, low stress, long life. Everything you want in life is tied to self-esteem. Well, high self-esteem leads to higher levels of optimism and a positive mental attitude. Higher self-esteem leads to higher levels of self-confidence. By the way, self-confidence is the critical determinant of your success in business, sales, entrepreneurship, and so on. Self-confidence requires that you have the confidence to, first of all, go out and see people, and second of all, to ask them to buy. And the more confidence you have, the less fear you have. The higher your self-esteem, the lower are your fears of failure and rejection, the two enemies that hold us back the most. So, with high levels of self-confidence, you eventually become unafraid. The more confident you are, the bolder you are, the more things you try, the more successful you'll be, the more successful you'll be, the more reinforced you are in trying even more things, and so on. And finally, is the more self-esteem you have, the more positive you are, the more popular you are, the more likable you are, the better personality you have. So let us go on from self-esteem to the mental laws, which all conspire together to affect your self-esteem, to determine your potential, to unlock your possibilities, and to make you successful. And the first mental law of the seven is called the law of cause and effect. This law, as you know, was first discovered by Aristotle. He called it the Aristotelian principle of causality. It said everything happens for a reason. Is that people are successful for reasons, they're unsuccessful for reasons. It says that success is not an accident. Failure is not an accident. The law of cause and effect explains the entire universe. If you want to be more successful, what you do is you find out how other successful people act, and you do the same thing, and pretty soon you get the same results they do. By the way, It's very interesting when they study great leaders, men and women, who aspire to senior positions in government, politics, business, so on. They find that when they were young, they read a lot of biographies and autobiographies of other famous men and women. And over the years, as they were younger, these ideal images of leaders were programmed into their subconscious mind. When they became adults, they became leaders as well. And you see this all around you. Some of the most successful people in our society are people who came from families where their parents demonstrated leadership qualities. And these children grew up and became just like their parents. So the law of cause and effect, the most important application of the law of cause and effect, is that thoughts are causes and conditions are effects. Your thoughts, your causes, control and determine the conditions of your life. And it cannot be otherwise. Your outer world tends to be a reflection of your inner world. So you create your world. Your thoughts are creative. And the only thing in the whole world, by the way, over which you have any control are the thoughts that you think. And at any given time, you can decide to think thoughts on the inside that are consistent with what you want to enjoy on the outside. So remember, we said this over and over again, is that you become what you think about most of the time. Well, the second mental law is the law of control. And there are literally libraries full of books on the subject of what is called cognitive control theory, which says that you are happy to the degree to which you feel you are in control of your own life. And you're unhappy and angry to the degree to which you feel you are not in control of your own life. So therefore, we find that highly successful people feel like powers in their own lives. They feel control. And we find that all stress comes from feeling out of control. So if you were to look at your life and look at your stress points, those sensitive points, you'll find it's always a situation where you feel controlled by your boss or by your bills or by your health or by problems or something that's going on in your life. You feel controlled by the economy or something else. Very happy, successful, powerful people feel they have a tremendous sense of control in their life. And setting and achieving goals is what gives you a sense of control. Planning and organizing your day gives you a sense of control. Focusing on high priority tasks and getting them done gives you a sense of control. Boosts your self-esteem, increases your self-confidence, and makes you feel powerful and capable of doing almost anything. So, we know that individuals have both an internal sense or locus of control and an external locus of control. A person with an internal locus of control feels that they are in the driver's seat. They are the determinant of their own life. They make their own decisions. If they don't like things, they change them. They have low stress and high performance. A person with an external locus of control feels that they are controlled and determined by outside people and outside forces. Your job is to develop an internal locus of control. Your job is to take control of your life. And wonderfully enough, by the law of cause and effect, when you take control of your life, you start to direct your life in the direction you want it to go. Now, the third law is the law of belief. Now, the law of belief says that whatever you believe with confidence becomes your reality. Whatever you believe with intensity becomes your reality. If you do not see, you do not believe what you see, but you see instead what you believe. And since most people have self-limiting beliefs, especially about themselves, here's the very best belief you can have. Imagine there was a belief store, and you could go down to the belief store and you could say, I'd like to buy a belief that I can program into my subconscious mind that'll really help me in the future. And the salesman says, well, here's a good belief. It's the success belief. You could take this home and program it in. And here's the success belief, is I believe that I am destined to be a big success in life. And everything that happens is part of a great plan to make me successful, to teach me lessons, and to give me guidance and make me successful. Now, if that's your belief, I have good news for you. You will act as if you are going to be a big success. You will walk, talk, think, feel, behave, and interpret everything that happens around you as part of your success. You'll look at every setback and obstacle and difficulty as part of the plan. It's sent to teach you something. And you know what? If you believe you will be a big success, you will have the fundamental belief of all successful men and women. Every successful person believes, sometimes for years, that they will eventually be successful. And that becomes their reality. So believe that you'll be a big success and make it come true. Now, the next law, law number four, is the law of expectations. This says whatever you expect with confidence becomes your own self-fulfilling prophecy. You are actually telling your own fortune in your life by the way you talk about how you think things are going to turn out. You'll find, by the way, and there's books and books and books, there's 50 years of research on what is called expectations theory. People who expect to be successful almost always are. People who expect to be popular almost always are. And people who expect to make sales almost always do. So calm, confident expectation is the catalytic agent, as I'll talk about later, that brings you incredible successes in life. You know, you meet successful people and they say, oh, don't worry, something will turn up, and something always does. They go to a hotel, the hotel's booked out, oh, don't worry, there'll be a cancellation, and they always get it. So the rule is always expect the best of yourself, always expect the best of other people, always expect the best of every situation, and you'll seldom be disappointed. Now, law number five is the law of attraction. The law of attraction says that you are a living magnet, is that you are magnetized by your dominant thoughts, and that you invariably attract into your life people and circumstances in harmony with the way you think, especially with the way you think emotionalized. So, if you have really positive, optimistic thoughts of success and achievement and happiness, you attract all kinds of people and circumstances into your life that make that a reality. In the Bible, there's an interesting line that says, to those who have shall more be given, but from those who have not, even that which they have will be taken away. And what it means is that to those who have really positive expectations, they will attract more and more good things into their lives. But to those who have a negative mental attitude, even that which they have will be driven away. They'll lose their jobs, they'll lose their friends, they'll lose their money, and so on. So it's really important that you keep your mind on what you want and keep it off of what you don't want. Now, law number six is the law of correspondence. The law of correspondence, to me, is the most beautiful of all laws, and it really is a summary law of everything. It says, as within, so without. It says your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. It says that what's going on outside you is merely a mirror of what's going on inside you, that your outer world corresponds to your inner world. Now, this is an incredible concept. To quote a sub-law, the law of mental equivalence, the great teacher Emmett Fox once said that your great job in life, your biggest responsibility of all to yourself, your family, and your future, is to create within yourself the mental equivalent of what you want to experience and enjoy on the outside. And if you will do that, then everything else will take care of itself. And if you won't do that, then you'll always struggle. You know, when you meet unhappy people and you say, how's it going? They've always got a problem. If you meet successful people and say, how's it going? They're always feeling positive and happy. You know, I was talking to my wealthy friend just before I got on this call, and he said something which he said many times. Every time I talked to him, he said, I've been very blessed. He said, I'm very grateful. He said, I've been very blessed. I know this guy has worked 10, 12, 14 hours a day for 25, 30 years to become successful, but he always has an attitude of gratitude. He's always grateful for his friends. He's always grateful for his opportunities. He's always grateful for what's happened to him, even though he's worked as hard as anybody else could ever imagine to achieve it. So if you are grateful, here's the great rule. If you have gratitude for the things you have, you'll have more and more to be grateful for. So the more grateful you are for what you have, the more things you'll have to be grateful for. And just say, I'm really thankful for what I have. And no matter what you have or what you don't have, just say, well, I'm sure thankful for what I've got, and you'll attract into your life, by the law of correspondence, more and more things to be grateful for. Now, the seventh law is the most important law of the universe. It follows from all the others. It's an expression of all the others. And it's called the law of superconscious activity. Those of you who listen to my programs have heard me talk about this. I'm starting to teach it more and more because many people have forgotten it. It says this. Are you ready? The law of superconscious activity is any thought, plan, or goal, or idea that you hold continuously in your conscious mind must be brought into reality by your superconscious. What this means is that anything that you can think about on a continuing basis, you can have. Any thought, plan, goal, or idea you can program into your subconscious mind and hold on to. Think about it, talk about it, visualize it, imagine it, work toward it. Anything you will eventually have. I've met people from all over the world who, when they were young, living in poor countries, had a dream of coming to America. And they held on to that dream. And they never stopped thinking about it. And here they were. And they said, you know, I always knew I'd be here. I always knew I'd come to this country. I always knew that it would happen to me. I never stopped thinking about it. So the law of superconscious activity has seven particular qualities. And let me explain what they are quickly. Number one is that it works continuously on your goals 24 hours a day. You've heard me in the past talk about the importance of writing down a list of 10 goals, picking the most important goal, making a plan for its accomplishment, and then thinking about it and working on it every day. Well, once you have written down a goal, you actually are programming it, almost like you're writing it onto a special tablet. As you write it down, it programs into your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind then hands it off to your superconscious mind, and your superconscious mind then begins working on it 24 hours a day while you're going through the rest of your life. It works on it while you're sleeping. It works on it while you're driving along. It just works on it, and it works on it 24 hours a day. That's why people who set goals are always staggered. They're amazed at the incredible things that begin to happen to them. They begin to attract new people into their lives. Their outer world begins to correspond to it, and so on. Well, here's the second quality of the superconscious, is it solves every problem on the way to your goal. It automatically and continuously solves every problem that comes up on the way to your goal exactly when it's time to solve the problem. So you don't have to worry. People say, well, how am I going to do this and this and this and this? The rule is you don't have to. You just have to do one thing. One of the things that you're getting with this program is my book, which is called Success is a Journey. In that book, there's a chapter called One Oil Barrel at a Time. Many people say that chapter has changed their lives because it says you can cross the greatest desert in the world one oil barrel at a time. Just simply by taking one step, as far as you can see, you will then be able to see to go further because your superconscious mind will solve the next problem and the next problem and the next problem. Now, number three quality is your superconscious mind brings you exactly the answer you require at exactly the right time for you. And when you do get an answer, when you do get an insight, sometime during this program, you may get a flash, that insight, I should do this, I should call that person. When you get it, remember this is time-dated material. It means that you must act on your insight, your intuitive flash, immediately. Pick up the phone, say the word, ask the question, cross the street. In other words, take action as soon as you get this flash. It's like a light bulb going off, but it's time-dated. If you wait until next week or next month, it'll often be too late. Now, the fourth quality is that your superconscious mind requires clear goals to work on. Your superconscious mind requires clear goals that are written and specific. The more you can visualize the goal, the more clear it is for you, the more clear it is to you, the more power your superconscious mind has. It's the same as if you go to the bank and say, I'd like to borrow some money. And the banker says, well, you know, how much? When do you need it? What's it for? And you say, well, I haven't decided yet. It's very hard for the bank to help you. But if you go and say, I need X number of dollars, I need it at this time, I need it to do this, and I will pay it back at this time, the bank can say, okay, and suddenly you've got the answer. So clear goals are really essential to activating your superconscious mind. Now, the fifth quality is the superconscious mind is activated by visualization. So the more repeatedly you visualize or see your goal as a reality, think about it, imagine yourself earning twice as much, imagine yourself thin and fit, imagine yourself living in your dream home and taking your dream vacations. The more you visualize the perfect outcomes in your life, the faster your superconscious mind attracts them into your life and makes them a reality. And number six is your superconscious mind operates best in a mental attitude of calm, confident expectation. When you calmly and confidently expect your goals to be realized, suddenly they just happen. It's almost like a chemical mixture that acts as a catalyst. When you're really calm and relaxed, that's why we've talked in the past about sitting quietly, practicing solitude, meditating, relaxing, taking vacations, and just letting your mind float. And when your mind is floating, often like lightning, the perfect idea will come into your mind, and that idea will change your entire life as long as you take action on it immediately. And finally, the seventh quality of the superconscious, and there's about 21 qualities, but I'm giving you the biggies, is that it releases ideas and energy for goal attainment. Is once you have programmed a goal into your subconscious mind, your mind will open up with ideas all the time. You get them when you're asleep. You'll get them driving along. You'll hear them in conversation. And the ideas will all be in harmony with helping you to achieve the goal. And simultaneously, when you get the idea, you'll get the energy. In fact, the superconscious mind is a source of what is called free energy. There's actually energy in the universe that you tap into, almost like plugging into an electrical outlet. And it's the energy of excitement. It's the energy of enthusiasm. It's the energy of motivation. It's the energy of passion, of love. Whenever there's something you're really excited about, your superconscious mind suddenly gives you all the energy you need to work that extra shift, to run that extra mile, to climb that extra mountain, to make that extra call. It's the most incredible thing, but the critical thing is goals. And this brings us to goal orientation. Now, goal orientation is really the key to unlocking your potential. And in goal orientation, there are many formulas. I've written a new book on goals, which will be coming out in March, April. And it's called, believe it or not, Goals! Exclamation point. How to get everything you want faster than you ever thought possible. And it's at the publishers now. And it's a marvelous book. It's the best book ever written on goal setting in the history of the world. And I don't say that because I wrote it. I say it because I spent 30 years gathering the information for it and putting it together. And in that, it shows all the different things that you can do for goals. So goal orientation activates all the mental laws on your behalf. People say, how am I going to remember all these mental laws? I say, don't worry. There's a whole bunch more, by the way. There's another 25 mental laws that I could talk to you about. But you don't have to remember any of them. All you have to remember is your goal. Because if you think about your goal, you activate the law of cause and effect. What's the cause? Your goal. What's the effect? The achievement of the goal. Thoughts are causes, conditions are effects. What do you think about? You think about your goal. What are the effects that occur in your life or conditions? It's the things that happen to achieve your goal. The law of control, what gives you control? Setting goals. Law of belief, what do you believe will happen? You believe you'll achieve your goals exactly when you're ready. Law of expectations, what do you expect? You expect to achieve your goals. You expect that everything that happens will move you towards your goals. The law of attraction, what do you attract into your life? People and opportunities to help you achieve your goals. Law of correspondence, what happens in your outside world? It corresponds to your inner world of goals. And the law of superconscious activity, the most beautiful law of all, is when you have a clear goal, suddenly your whole world becomes magical. And things start to happen that you can't believe. Goals release energy, ideas, and personal potential. Goals improve your self-concept and self-esteem. Goals increase your self-confidence and your levels of courage. Goals eventually make you unstoppable. Every person who's reached that point of tremendous self-confidence and courage is a person who's tried and achieved their goals and has this deep down self-concept, I can do anything I put my mind to. And so one of the things you say when you think about your goals is you say, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do anything I put my mind to. And the more you repeat that, the more your subconscious accepts it. It says, okay, if that's the way you feel, then I'll give you the courage and confidence to make those words a reality. So here's a 7-step method to achieve goals. I've talked about one method before. I'll give you another method. And by the way, you can't ever do it wrong, and there's no method that's wrong. Every single method of achieving goals is helpful. It's like physical exercise. Any exercise is better than no exercise. So here's the 7 biggies. Number 1, as you know, decide exactly what you want and write it down clearly and concisely so that a child could read your goal and explain to another child what it is. Don't say, I want to be happy or make more money or be healthy. Just say, what you say is, I want to earn X number of dollars in such a specific time. I want to achieve such and such a weight. I want to accomplish such and such a goal and be perfectly accurate. Number 2, once you've decided what you want, set a deadline. If it's a big enough goal, set sub-deadlines. Remember, there's no such thing as an unrealistic goal. There are only unrealistic deadlines. And if you set a goal and you don't achieve it by the deadline, then set another deadline. And if you don't achieve it by that, then set another deadline. Just keep setting new deadlines because over time you'll become more and more accurate and pretty soon you'll achieve it right on the moment. By the way, if you are delayed in achieving a great goal of yours, it's because you're not ready yet. It's because if you did achieve it too soon, you would not have the know-how, the smarts, to hold on to the goal. So therefore, nature will string you out a bit. Nature will say it's too soon. It's like your parents will not let you have dessert until you've had enough dinner. Nature won't let you have the dessert until you've had enough dinner, until you've learned the lessons you need to learn so that when you do achieve the goal, you know how to hold on to it. Do you know that 68% of lottery winners are broke within 2 to 3 years of winning the lottery and wish they'd never won the money at all, because often they're deeply in debt and their lives are ruined? Why? It's because when they won the money, they simply did not have the self-concept to hold on to the money. Remember, it's like climbing a ladder with 2 hands and 2 feet. The one hand and 1 foot is the knowledge, skills, abilities to achieve the goal. The other is the self-concept. Is if you achieve your goal too fast, you don't develop your self-concept in tandem and you can't hold on to it. So if you're not achieving the goal, just be patient. It's a matter of time. And when it comes, you look back and you say, you know, it happened at exactly the right time. Now I'm ready. Okay, here's 3. 1, decide what you want. 2, set a deadline. 3, determine the obstacles you'll have to overcome to achieve your goal. So ask yourself this question. What are the constraints between you and your goal? In other words, what's holding you back? What sets the speed? And use the magic wand technique. If you could wave a magic wand and remove one obstacle from the stands between you and your goals, what one obstacle would you want to zap with a magic wand? What one obstacle would you want to completely disappear? And then what you do is you focus on the biggest single obstacle. What is the biggest single obstacle that stands between you and good health? What's the biggest obstacle that stands between you and good relationships, happiness, health, increasing your income? I had a gentleman recently in my course. He said his biggest obstacle was fear of prospecting. I said, then go to work on that. Remember, the only reason you're afraid of prospecting is because you're not good at it yet. So go to work on becoming good at prospecting. He said, you know, I hadn't thought about that. A year later, he told me he had increased his income 400%, gone to the top of his sales force. He said he'd become one of the most respected people in his company in the country, transformed his life, moved to a new home, had a new car. He said he just overcame his fear of prospecting. He said he realized that was the obstacle that was holding him back, was a fear. And many of our obstacles, by the way, 80% of all your obstacles are internal. 80% of all the obstacles holding you back are inside yourself. So go to look inside yourself and say, what in me is holding me back from achieving the goal? Now, number four in its step is determine the additional knowledge and skills you'll require to achieve the goal. My friend Les Brown used to say, to achieve something you've never achieved before, you have to become someone you've never been before. So what is the person you have to become? What are the skills you have to develop? What is the knowledge that you'll have to learn in order to get from where you are to where you want to go? The world is full of people. I was talking to Zig Ziglar a couple of days ago, and he's got a wonderful line. He says, the world is full of people who want to go through the revolving door of life on someone else's push. And it's absolutely amazing how many people want to improve their standard of living, but they don't want to learn what they need to learn and develop the skills that they need to develop in order to do it. They're hoping that somebody else will prospect for them. Somebody else will make them the money. Somebody else will push the revolving door for them. And that's not the way it works. So therefore, you say to yourself, what knowledge and skills do I absolutely have to have? And ask yourself, what one skill, if I was absolutely excellent at it, would help me the most to achieve my goal? What one skill, if you were absolutely excellent at it, would help you the most to achieve your most important goal? And whatever it is, you write it down, and you set a deadline, and you make a plan, and you work on it every day until you master it. Now, the fifth key to setting goals is to determine the people whose help you will require. And there are two types of people. There's the internal people, your family, your friends, whose support and cooperation you need. And there's the external people. There's your boss, your customers, your suppliers, your bankers, the people on the outside whose help you need. And you always have to ask yourself with both groups, what's in it for me? What's in it for them? What are you going to do, or what are they going to get if they help you to achieve your goal? You know, the world is full of go-getters, but the world is controlled by the go-givers. So find a way to help other people before you ask them to help you. Say, if you help me do this, this is what I'll do for you. This will be the benefit for you. Now, step number six is you make a list of everything that you've already identified. Make a list of what you want, and the deadlines. Make a list of the things that are holding you back and the order of priority. Make a list of the knowledge and skills you'll need. Make a list of the people whose help you'll require, and then organize them into a plan. And a plan is based on two things. It's based on priorities and sequence. Now, priorities are what you do first. What's the first thing that you have to do to achieve this goal? Number one. And maybe it's getting some more information. Maybe it's completing the plan. But remember, the more detailed the plan, the more different steps you put in the plan, the easier is the goal to achieve. Like building a wall made of thousands of bricks, you simply build it one brick at a time. And then you say, what's the first brick I have to put in place? What's the first thing I have to do? Who's the first person I have to talk to? What's the first skill I have to work on? The second part of making a plan is sequence. Sequencing says that there are some things that you have to do before you do something else. If you're going to build a house, you have to, first of all, lay a foundation. If you're going to lay a foundation, you have to clear the ground. If you're going to clear the ground, you have to do a soils test, and so on. So you always ask yourself, what do I have to do before I do something else, and what do I have to do first before I do anything at all? And finally, number seven, and this is the most important of all, is take action on your plan. Do something every day that moves you towards your goal. Now, this seems so simple, but it's absolutely extraordinary. If you take action every day on your goal, you take one step. Maybe just a little step, but happiness is the progressive step-by-step movement toward a goal. Each time you do one little thing, put one brick on top of another, even if your goal consists of hundreds of steps, maybe it consists of hundreds of thousands of sales calls, every time you take one step towards your goal, your self-esteem goes up. Every time you take a step towards your goal, you feel happier and more powerful. You feel more in control of your life. You feel that you are determining the cause and effect relationships. Every time you take a step towards your goal, you like yourself and respect yourself more. Every time you take a step towards your goal, you feel like a winner. Your self-confidence goes up. You feel powerful. So if the people who are not successful are people who are simply not stepping day by day toward their goal. So decide what you want, write it down, determine everything you'll have to do to achieve it, make a plan, and work on it every single day. Now, I said before I'd help you increase your income by 1,000%. I developed this formula many years ago. The year that I developed the formula, I made $14,400. That doesn't seem like very much money, and I got news for you. It wasn't very much money. I was deeply in debt. My life sucked. I was so depressed, I couldn't believe it. I was unemployed a lot of the time, and I was really, really concerned. And then I sat down, I began to put some stuff together, and I put together a 1,000% formula. Now, I improved the formula over the years, but it took my income within 10 years to $150,000 a year, which was over 10 times. And then I said, well, if it works in 10 years, what will happen the next 10 years? And the next 10 years, I took my income to over $1.5 million a year. It's the most amazing damn thing. I'm now working on the third iteration, as you can imagine. But it's the most amazing thing, and I've never met a person for whom it didn't work. I had a young person come up to me. I call it the 1,000% formula. He came up to me in Seattle recently, a nice guy who went through my course many years ago. He said, Brian, he said, I drove up from Portland to talk to you. He said, you know, I've been using that formula of yours for 7 years now. He said, it doesn't work. I said, what do you mean? And he stopped and he smiled and he said, Brian, he said, it doesn't take 7 years. It doesn't take 10 years. It only took me 7. He said, this year, he said, I just finished my taxes. I made 10 times this year what I was making 7 years ago. He is in the top 1% of money earners in the world. When he started, he was selling used cars in a small town outside of Portland. Today, he's making over $500,000 a year. He said, every year my income goes up by 20, 30, 40%. So without keeping you in suspense, I'll give you the formula. And by the way, it's a simple formula, and all formulas are simple. If you want to be healthy, eat less and exercise more. If you want to be rich, spend less than you earn. If you want to be a top salesperson, spend more time with better prospects. The great secrets of success are very simple. So here's the secret of success. It's based on the law of incremental improvement. It's based on the law of accumulation. And it says that success is made up of hundreds and thousands of small efforts and sacrifices that nobody ever sees or appreciates. Nobody comes by and gives you an award or a prize. That happens much later in life. Nobody appreciates the hours that you spend. Longfellow had a wonderful poem. He said, those heights by great men won and kept were not achieved by sudden flight, but they, while their companions slept, were toiling upward in the night. In other words, you're a great success because you just keep working at it long, long after the others have quit, gone to the bar, gone to watch television, gone home, gone to bed. You're still plugging away. So the key to the law of incremental improvement, the 1,000% formula, is just get a little bit better every day. That's all. Just get a little bit better every day. So here is the formula. The goal is for you to get 0.1% better every day. And I'll show you how to do it, by the way. If you can get 0.1% better each day, that's 0.01 per day improvement. Now, if you just manage your time a little bit better, you could be 10 or 20 or 30% better tomorrow. But we're just asking you to be 0.01% better and more productive each day. Well, if you're 0.01% more productive each day, 0.1%, and you do that 5 days a week and you don't even get better on the weekends, you'll be 0.5% better each week. 0.1% times 5 is 0.5%. Is that right? 0.5%. Is that possible? Of course it's possible. Now, if you do this every week, 5 days a week for 4 weeks, you'll be 2% more productive. You know, 0.5% times 4 weeks is 2% more productive at the end of the month. If you do this times 13, which is how many 4-week months there are in a 52-week year, you'll be 26% more productive. You know, 2% times 13 is 26%. Now, since every time you get a little bit better in one area, it compounds like compound interest and helps you in other areas, your improvement begins to compound. So if you get 26% better this year and you do the same thing next year, it compounds on 26%. In 2.7 years, you will be 200% better. In other words, you will double your income in 2.7 years if you become 0.1% better 5 days a week. If you keep this up, 26% per year times 10 years works out to 1,004%. Does it work? Yes. Does it work for everybody? Yes. If you will just get a little tiny bit better, a tiny, tiny bit, such a small amount that it is invisible, but the cumulative effect of it is absolutely extraordinary. It changes your entire life and future. And by the way, here's an important point. The time's going to pass anyway. 5 years from now, 5 years will have passed. 10 years from now, 10 years will have passed. The dumbest thing in the world is for us to be in the same place 5 or 10 years from now when somebody already told us how we could have increased our income 10 times. So here are the 7 ingredients to the 1,000% formula. Number one is arise early and read 30 to 60 minutes each day in your field. Don't turn on the television. Don't read the newspaper. Just get up in the morning. Exercise if you do. Drink coffee if you want to. Just get up in the morning and read 30 to 60 minutes in something uplifting or educational or inspirational. Many people will find just reading something spiritual, like their Bible, 30 to 60 minutes each morning, so transforms their thinking, so programs their mind, so activates their superconscious mind, that that alone will give you your 1,000%. It's the most extraordinary exercise. I've never met a person, people come up to me in my seminar and say, that morning reading, that is incredible. I say, yes, it is. Transformed my life. Enabled me to increase my income 10 times and then 10 times more. Now, I'm not a mathematical genius, but what that means is enabled me to increase my income 100 times in less than 20 years. And the time's going to pass anyway, so you might as well do the same. Now, number two step is rewrite your goals each morning in the present tense. Take a spiral notebook, cost $1.59, open up a page, write it in the write your goals in the present tense. I earn, I weigh, I exercise, and so on. Rewrite your goals and reprogram them into your subconscious and your superconscious mind. Step three in the 1,000% formula is plan every day in advance. Make a list of everything you're going to do tomorrow, the day before, after you get off this call, and then organize the list and select your most important task. It's a very simple thing. Just make a list, select the most important thing that you can do tomorrow, and first thing tomorrow morning, get up and do it. It's so powerful, it's actually scary. Number five is listen to audio programs in your car. Never, ever again listen to music in your car. Always listen to something educational, something motivational, something that gives you your mind something to work on. As my friend Jim Rohn says, feed your mind with mental protein, not mental candy. And jingly-jangly-bingly-bangly chewing gum for the ears on the radio is mental candy. Feed your mind with audio programs. Audio program learning alone will increase your income by 10 times in 10 years. Number six, ask two magic questions after every experience, every call. Ask, what did I do right? And then quickly analyze everything you did right on that call. This keeps your mind positive and focused on peak performance, on your success experiences. Second of all, ask, what would I do differently if I had that call to make over again? And quickly think of how you could improve it if you had a chance to make the call again. Both the answers to what did I do right and what would I do differently are positive. And if you answer them in positive terms, what will happen is it will keep you positive, it will keep you focused, and reprogram your mind to perform even better next time. And step number seven in the 1,000% formula is to treat everyone like a million-dollar customer. Treat everyone like they're the most important person in the world. Treat everyone starting at home like they're the most important person. Treat your customers like they're going to be million-dollar customers, and you'll find your whole world will turn out great. And if you do every one of these things, or even a couple of them, you'll increase your income by 0.1% a day, 0.5% a week, 2% a month, 26% a year, or more, 50, 100%, 1,000% in 10 years. Go for it. Okay, last couple of points with regard to unlocking your potential. One of the keys is to do what you love to do, is focus on your special talent. We say do what you do best and delegate and outsource the rest. So here are the keys to identifying your special talent. First of all, it's responsible for most of your success, not only today but in the past. When you do this and do it well, that's where you perform at your very best. Number two, your special talent is an area that's easy to learn and easy to do. You do it without even thinking about it, and you seem to keep getting better and better. The third way you identify your special talent is it's something that gives you energy and enjoyment. When you do it, time stands still. You just really enjoy it so much that you actually forget that you're doing it. You lose track of time. Number four, way that you can identify it is you love to learn more about it. You can always tell when a person is in the right field because they love to learn more about their field and get even better in it. To kind of draw on like a moth to the flame to books, tapes, courses, and so on. The fifth is that you admire those who are good at it. If it's your special talent, you'll always look up to people who are the best at doing it. And number six, it gives you your greatest satisfaction for good performance. It raises your self-esteem. Dale Carnegie once said, "Tell me what gives a man his greatest feeling of importance, and I'll tell you his entire philosophy of life." Well, when you're doing what you're meant to do, it makes you feel really important. And the final answer is, if the final key is, it's the answer to the question, if you could do just one thing all day long really well, what would it be? And almost invariably, you'll answer your area of special talent. And your job is to organize your life, and that's what our coaching program is about, so that you do that more and more, and you do it better and better, and you downsize, outsource, delegate, and eliminate everything else. Okay, our last key points are to use your time well. The key to increasing and maximizing your potential to double your productivity is to always use the 80-20 rule. Always apply it to everything, and remember that 20% of what you do accounts for 80% of the value. Go back to the list that you make out every day before you begin. Pick the top 20% of tasks and start on your most valuable task. Always ask before you begin, what are my highest value activities today? And whatever they are, work on those. Ask yourself, what are my key result areas? What are my core competencies? What are the things that I have to do excellently in order to earn the kind of money I want to earn? And go to work on the one skill that can help you the most. Ask yourself, why am I on the payroll? What results am I expected to get? And is what I'm doing right now getting the results that I am paid for? Next, ask yourself, what can I and only I do that if I do really well will make a significant difference? And whatever it is, do that and only that until it's done. Number six, the sixth point is ask, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? Always identify that and make sure you're working on it. And the seventh, the final key to doubling your productivity, is for you to identify your most important task and then to concentrate single-mindedly on doing that and only that until it's 100% complete. This is the key to peak performance, high self-esteem, feeling like a winner, personal power, doubling your income, and taking control of your life. So here's the three keys, and then we'll open the line. Number one, going right back to what we've always said, decide exactly what you want, write it down, make a plan, and work on it every day. Number two, organize your day in advance, set priorities, and you work on your most important task all day long. And number three, resolve in advance that you will never give up. Realize that you are born to win and that you will never give up. Keep saying to yourself whenever you think of your goal, failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. Thank you very much.
Now, I'd like to give you a free gift as a way of saying thank you for being a loyal supporter of mine and a determined continuous learner. So find out what I've been working on lately and receive your special at www.briantracy.com/learner. That's www.briantracy.com/learner. Just go there right now and see what I've got for you. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to talking to you and maybe even seeing you soon.